Have you ever noticed the mind is almost always talking? It's either commenting, planning, remembering, replaying, predicting, even judging. It's narrating every moment of your day. And sometimes the mind can become so loud that we begin to believe every thought deserves our attention. But just for a moment, I invite you to become curious. If thoughts are constantly speaking, then who is listening? The mind says something, and then another part of you is noticing and observing. The thought appears, and the awareness is watching it come. Maybe your mind is saying, I should be doing more. I'm behind. What if something goes wrong? And before you even respond, something in you has already noticed the thought. It's noticed the worry. It's noticed the story. And it's noticed the chatter. But maybe that awareness, the part of you noticing, is actually quieter and steadier than the mind. Thoughts can continue to come and go, some loud, some repetitive, and some convincing. But thoughts aren't commands. They're not always even true. Often, they're simply just the mind trying to protect you, predict for you, or prepare you. The mind keeps talking because that's what minds do. But you don't need to follow every thought to the end of its story. You can imagine thoughts like passing cars moving along a road. And underneath all of that movement in the mind, there is still something that feels steady. Watching the breath moving in and out of the body. Noticing your body resting in this present moment. With nothing to solve right now and nothing to figure out all at once. Just this breath and this moment of noticing. And just maybe, little by little, the mind realizes it doesn't need to become silent for you to feel grounded. The chatter can continue in the background while you gently return to this moment, again and again. And when you feel ready, you might slowly bring your awareness back into the room around you. Noticing the sounds nearby and feeling the air, cool or warm, and the support beneath you. And gently, in your own time, I invite you to open your eyes, returning, feeling a little bit more still into the room.